Okay, the story, little thing there about what was it about? Yeah, our PO sitting there in the cafe with his old friend, classmate, and talking about war. And she's, of course, like, well, I'm not interested in war. This is for you guys. And he's like, insisting that, but hey, we are threatened by it now. We need to wake up here. Hey, wake up. And she gets a little annoyed, maybe. Anyway, so they're discussing, and she says, like, but you can't do anything anyway. We're just wasting our time here worrying about it. And then he sits and thinks for a while, and yeah, I can agree on your realism. However, my point is rather this. We may not be able to change the world or the leaders, what they're doing, but at least change ourselves so we don't fall for illusions and become the ones who, as it really is, when you think about it, the ones who fight their wars and die in them. If you then say that, what can we do? They want us to fight in the war and have our kids dying in them. So what, should we go along with that? Would you, as a mother, give you permission when they, as they do in Ukraine now, bang on your door and drag your son out to get killed in the war? Fighting heroically to the last Ukrainian. They're talking like that, and then he shows a little thing that he made. What do you think about this? This is my point. And there's a little, like, short kind of advertisement or jingle kind of thing to be published on social media. And which then, of course, will be. And it's like this. How to stay awake. In tough times. Number one, try to get a clearer perspective of what's going on. First, if you find yourself in a situation of the good and the evil. The good being, of course, your leaders, and the evil being their enemy, their enemies. And think again. This is the first recipe in the propaganda handbook. Find the enemy, paint him. Horns of the devil. And your side is glorious angels defending. Freedom. Democracy. And it shouldn't be hard to raise above that, because the gods and the demons are there within each one of us. And in the old stories written by the wise ones through history, yes, we find conflicts and wars, but we also find, given there, the ways to avoid wars. In the teachings from the East especially, which are mainly defensive, avoiding war, and may peace and harmony reign. You find it in India, you find it in China, and all the way around there. When the colonialists come with their weapons, they are good at defending themselves, but they don't attack and invade and colonialize and imperialize. Now, second, if what I just said raises a voice of protest in your mind, that no, those over there are the worst imperialists, colonialists, just look at that, what they did, and that. Again, raise up a little bit and look at facts. The facts recorded in history. Connect the dots. And this one should be easy to see. Colonialism and imperialism basically the same thing. It's basically carried out by the same people, the white ones over there in the West. Now, you can do your homework. And it's this. Study a bit history. It's good for you. And find out we give you links below to start with, unless you got better ones. Make a list. Of every invasive activity done by every country on the planet 400 years back in time, or even 5 or 3. And with invasive, I include entering another country or continent. And infiltrating their societies. With clever business, a social control. Leading to what is the word? Appropriating, expropriate, extracting resources from those countries. Hardly any cost. So then there's talking there again, and he says, Peel, this is kind of where I start. We need to educate ourselves a little bit. And here, when we grew up in this town, went to school there together, how much did we learn about colonialism? And she says, I hardly know what colonialism is right now. And then he says, so let's, I guess, it's needed. Let's tell a story about colonialism. Yes, I know it sounds boring. Why should we care about such things? Well, because we are on the guilty side. Even the wealthy life we are living and that we grew up with came and still comes at the cost of poor people in underdeveloped countries working day and night in simple factories. In countries that we then criticize for not being up to our standard and doing things as well as we do them. I'm criticizing their leaders for not respecting human rights. What about the rights of those people and those factories and those mines? In those fields of land upon which we thrive and profit. While actively keeping them underdeveloped just to keep control. She looks up at her. She looks a little nervous now. And he continues, so this is what I mean. We are not innocent. We are not outside of all this. And to me, I find it my darn duty as a responsible citizen of the world to at least educate myself a bit and see and question and adjust, if need be, my own position, my own life, how I live from day to day, how I think, who I support in my votes, or by my passive acceptance. Because that's the thing. Sometimes our being passive. Is a way of supporting one side. Now, is it the good side or the bad side? Well, again, let's look at it a little bit from above. Freeing ourselves, first of all, from that subtle cage that we are being put in by that script of the good and the evil. And you see, interestingly enough, it's talking to her now. If you read old stories and see classical movies from China and India and so on, some of them about great wars, they're generally not about look at the good ones killing the bad ones and now everything is good, but about two or more sides in conflict where on each side there are good and bad. Or even the hero has demons inside to combat. And deal with. Whilst in the West, it's the good, us, the bad, them. So again, race above. And do so by simply seeing reality a bit more. Now, this is all I really want to accomplish. And if someone says, listening to me, he's looking around now, some people are looking strangely at them. Which I've heard being said to me. But shut up, you. You're on the side of the enemy. You're spy, a traitor. Maybe they even want to beat me up. Because that hate, the emotions, has to be an important part of the recipe of the propaganda. Hate the enemy. I hate them. And everyone who is not against them, they are for them, so I hate them too. That's the way to get a people behind and with you and going out to war for you, getting killed for you, hating their enemy who's threatening them and their security and their freedom and their food on the table. So to save yourself and your children, send your children out to kill and get killed. Isn't this serious business? And you know, in the 30s, when things started going down this way, I guess there were many people like now, sitting in their bars, dressed in fine, fashionable clothes, enjoying sex and alcohol and drugs, and dancing, and watching movies. Why should we care? Anyway, it's all going to hell. So let's have another drink. So yeah, I mean, history may repeat itself, as they say. But again, the reality is that we are part of it. And one day, your favorite pub may be gone, and the money you used to buy your nice drinks. And there are soldiers on the street. And things are not so nice anymore. Yeah, I know what you think. It can't happen here. But I'm telling you, my dear, it can happen here. So she sees him that he's serious about this. So he says, so again, try to raise above the polar view. I'm not on this side or that side. as Krishna says in the Mahabharata. I'm on the side of the truth, of reality. Because truth prevails, and those who are on that side, seeing realistically the situation, they prevail as well. Or you may go to sleep and stay there. Trying to avoid reality. But reality prevails. Illusions and dreams. Scatter sooner or later. So we're not talking little fine philosophy or political theory here. Just a basic understanding that we all should have of who we are, where we are, what's going on, what shall I do and what shall I not do. Because whether we are big or small, each one of us has that responsibility. Over ourselves, our private individual lives, a free will to decide what to do and what not to do, what to believe and not believe, what to accept and not accept. That is our responsibility. To ourselves, and to those around us as well. Or maybe he's talking to his friends, the guys at the bar down there by the lake later at night. He said, you know, so time to get out of the bar and shape up. To who we really are.